Welcome to Another Day with Jesus, a daily inspirational podcast from the Word of God brought by Pastor Pritchie. May this word be an encouragement to lead your day ahead.
Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Welcome to this amazing new day. I hope that you are continually being strengthened, continually being encouraged every time the word comes to you, every time the voice of the Lord is spoken into your spirit. You have no idea the potential that a small word from God has when it is intimate with your spirit. The word and the spirit of God that is in you, when it comes together, it can create life. This morning, we're going to read Joshua chapter 1 and verse 9. This is an instruction, in fact, not an instruction, a command that the Lord is giving to Joshua. He says, Joshua 1 verse 9, "Have I not commanded you, Joshua? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Like I told you, this is not an instruction. This is not an advice, or this is not a counsel. You know, the difference between instruction and commandment is that disobedience to an instruction can cost you a season of your life. But disobedience to a commandment, it can cost you your very own life. You may lose your relationship with God. You may end up losing eternity. You may end up losing heaven. You may end up losing even your physical life here on the earth. That is the difference between an instruction and a commandment. Instructions are given for particular assignments. It's given for particular tasks, for particular missions. On the other hand, commandments, it becomes like a general rule or a principle to live by. And God is reminding Joshua, "Have I not commanded you?" Please understand, Joshua, this is not just a good suggestion. This is a commandment from the Lord. Now, this is what God says. You need to be strong and courageous. What I have seen Christians pray and ask and desire is that God would make them courageous. God would make them strong. God would give them boldness. But here, God is telling Joshua, you strengthen yourself. You encourage yourself. You have to be strong and courageous. There is a strength that comes from God. There is a courage that comes from God. But if you are living a life of discouragement and you're living a life that is devoid of strength, then the courage that God gives you is not going to attach itself to you. Then the strength that God gives you will not be useful, beneficial for you. If you and I need to utilize the anointing that is going to come upon us for certain battles, for certain assignments, for certain victories that we need to achieve, then we need to strengthen ourselves. We need to be courageous. We need to encourage ourselves even when we do not have courage. And God goes on to tell him, do not be afraid. No exceptions, no excuses, no reasons, no enemies, no struggles, no challenges. There can be absolutely nothing that you can quote as a reason for you to live in fear. You cannot be afraid, Joshua. I want you to confess this to yourself today. Fear is not my portion. Fear is not going to be my response. Fear is not going to be my go-to when the enemy is trying to attack me, when the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy my life. I hope that you are receiving this as a personal commandment from the Lord to you. The Lord says, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid." And he goes on to say, "You cannot be discouraged." There are two things that God doesn't want us to give into. One is, he doesn't want us to give into fear, And the second is as equally important and dangerous. He says, you cannot be discouraged. As much as I don't want you to be afraid, I don't want you to be discouraged, dear Joshua. Can you speak this to yourself whenever you're going through a low point in life? When something that you expected did not turn out as it should have? When you are experiencing disappointment or frustration or exhaustion, can you speak this to yourself? You cannot be discouraged because the Lord, He has commanded you to be strong and courageous. Then the Lord gives us the reason why we cannot be discouraged and why we cannot be afraid. He says, "For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." It doesn't matter if that place has a lot of enemies. It doesn't matter if they celebrate you or not. It doesn't matter if you have all the provisions there or not. It doesn't matter how you see your circumstances. The only thing that really matters is whether you have a revelation of God's presence going with you wherever you go. Today, He is coming with you to your office. He's coming with you to the supermarket. He is coming with you to your in-laws' house. He is coming with you to play cricket. It really doesn't matter where you go because His presence is assured and He is saying, I'm going to come with you. And because I'm going to come with you, you cannot be discouraged and you cannot be afraid. This is a commandment from the Lord. And instead of focusing on your enemy, instead of focusing on all the challenges and the threats that is resounding in your ears, I want you to focus on the presence of God who is with you. The Lord says, the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this word and we thank you for this commandment. We know it is not just a suggestion, but a commandment that we be strong and courageous. And I impart that strength and courage into every one of your dear children that are aligned to this word right now. And I declare that today fear will be defeated. Every discouragement shall evaporate right now as the presence of the Lord begins to manifest over your dear children. Lord, release the grace to walk in consistent strength and courage. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today. Hope this word has blessed you. For any queries or help, connect with us at pastorpriji.com. May you have a Jesus-filled day today.